USA Radio News.
President Trump said Thursday that federal prosecutors added the campaign finance violations in the case against his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, to embarrass him. Regarding what Cohen said in court, the president tells Fox News,
"He is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong. And he understands that."
The president also said Cohen mainly did public relations work for him. A panel reviewing the massacre at the Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida says giving teachers guns and bolstering security will stop future mass shootings. A state commission on the Parkland shooting voted to include a recommendation to arm teachers who will undergo training. The state legislature will still have to pass such a measure. Insurance claims for the three California wildfires are at $9 billion. Now, $7 of that $9 billion is from the campfire, which was in Northern California. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to the Fall 2018 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 4 out of 5 entrepreneurs are confident their year-end revenue will exceed that of 2017. And looking ahead to 2019, 67% plan to expand their business. To support that growth, 27% of business owners plan to hire in the next 12 months, an 11% increase from this time last year. One new challenge amid the positive outlook is the competition for talent during a period of record low unemployment, which has made finding qualified workers a more difficult prospect. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
Small business owners are increasingly confident in the economy and are planning to expand their businesses over the next 12 months. At the same time, a historically tight job market has entrepreneurs adopting new talent acquisition strategies, as 58% reported difficulty finding qualified candidates.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
And Obamacare deadlines arrived, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The deadline to buy or make changes in health insurance on the Affordable Care Act's marketplace is this Saturday, December 15th. People in most states can sign up on the federally run marketplace, healthcare.gov. After Saturday, only people who qualify for a special enrollment period will be allowed to sign up or make any changes in their coverage for 2019. Qualifying life events for that would include getting married, having a baby, or losing coverage. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple is expanding in Austin, Texas. The company announced a $1 billion investment to build a new campus. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says this is a great deal for the city.
This truly elevates Austin as one of the premier technology hubs in the entire world, and we're proud it's located right in the heart of Texas.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The Senate voted 50-49 to approve a bill that would force politically active nonprofits to disclose their donors. Democratic Senator Gene Shaheen of Delaware says dark money plays a huge role in politics, and it's not always a good role.
The American people have a right to know if the candidates they choose to represent them are supported by foreign groups and shady special interests.
Florida is one of a handful of states that passed laws in 2018 requiring or permitting schools and other public buildings to prominently post the words "In God We Trust." Arizona is another state that allowed this. Alan Halls is a pastor down in Tampa Bay, and he tells Fox News, "We definitely need more God in our country."
You know, I think it's great. As a matter of fact, I think it's a step in the right direction. You know, look, if we look back at our histories, the history of our nation, and we look at that even before there was a Constitution, before there was a Declaration of Independence, you had a group of people that came here and with an ideology of a city on a hill. And so to quote Representative Daniels when she said that, you know, God is light. And so to bring light into a dark place is a good thing. So I think it's a great move in the right direction. Do I think that a sign is going to change everything? No, I don't. However, I believe it is a good step towards a great change.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2003 when Saddam Hussein was captured by U.S. forces while he was hiding out under a farmhouse in Iraq. For USA Radio.